actually in the Tribune, and I called it the Symphony of Life because there was pods of dolphins that were must have been 100, 150 in each pod, all jumping at the same time on a feeding frenzy. And then the skies were filled with pelicans and frigates and blue-footed boobies and all kind. It was just like, wow. It just made me, it still makes me go, wow.
I bet. This will be signed, right?
Yeah, I'll be signing that. I become really famous,
you are famous.
Put it on eBay, all right?
Dean Jacobs has been doing some amazing things. Every time he comes in, we have a blast. And normally we only set aside like 15 minutes or so with Dean, but Dean doesn't have to be out of here until 9 o'clock. So if our little chat goes up until 9, we might do that.
Cool, yeah. Well, he can take some calls and answer some questions and things like that as far as that goes, too. So cool. I'd love to have this be interactive. And I mean, I have plenty of stories from this last journey that were pretty – it was quite an interesting journey for me. Of course, they all are anyway, but this one was a combination of, you know, working and journeying, exploring, and fulfilling a dream and keeping a promise. There was lots of dynamics and levels of things going on all at the same time with this. So
cool. So we're going to touch on a lot. Now, in order to win that picture that Dean just talked about, or these tickets that I talked about as well, all you have to do is call in. Our phone number is 402-721-1340. You can either call in with a question for Dean, or you can just say thanks for what you've done. We'll take your name. We'll write it down, and then at the end of our interview, we'll choose three winners. The first two winners will win tickets to UNO. The grand prize winner will get that photo. You can also post a question or a comment on our Facebook page, KHUB 1340. And then we'll talk about it on air.
That'll
automatically be get you entered to win a prize.
Cool.
Or you can email me, matt@myfremontradio.com, and then we'll
draw the names out of the hat.
Yep. So. Cool. All right, Dean, you've been on some amazing travels. More than likely, we've got a new listener or two this morning that hasn't heard you on air before. You were a corporate guy back in the day, right?
Yeah, I was 10 years with Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. I was their national dairy specialist who, you know, traveled all over the United States working with dairy farms that were 5,000 cows and larger. And at that point, I was actually living in San Diego, and I got to a certain point where I started asking myself the questions like, how much stuff do you really need in order to be happy? When I got serious about answering that question, then the next thing that came to my heart was, well, Dean, what do you dream about? So, you know, that's the question I always pose to people. I mean, what do you dream? I mean, how many of you daydream when you're listening to Matt Price on the radio, you know, dreaming about whatever he's talking about kind of thing? So that was my dream, to take a trip around the world. And, you know, it's in my DNA, Matt. I haven't told this story very often, but when I was 9 years old, we lived on 2nd and Lincoln Street in Fremont, Nebraska. And I had a green Stingray bicycle, you know, with the high handlebars and the banana seat. My grandpa had painted it John Deere green. And I woke up one Saturday morning, I was 9, and I rode that bicycle from Fremont to Arlington by myself, down the gravel roads.
No way.
I did.
Awesome.
Saw the Elkhorn River and then came back. So even at 9 years old, I had whatever that is, that internal pull to go look, explore, that curiosity to try and understand was in there. And every adventure has two elements. One of them is the unknown. I'd never been down those gravel roads before by myself on a bicycle. And number two, there's always a little element of danger. And, of course, the danger in this adventure at 9 was the farm dogs I'd have to outrace, you know, between here and Arlington on my little Stingray. So, you know.
And that can be dangerous.
It can. Well,
it really can. It can. I mean, those dogs are bred to take on cattle and stuff like that.
Exactly. So, and they're bred to protect their property, which, you know, they naturally do anyway. But I'm happy to report that I have no whole, you know, bite marks on my legs from that adventure. And that, you know, ever since then. When I, you know, remember the true essence of who I am and what I really love to do, that you know, that's what's come back to the surface. This is how it's got to me, to the point where I've now gone through 52 countries and I've spent 4 years and 8 months of my life outside the border doing those things, exploring those things. And I'm starting to actually begin to just appreciate the perspective that really gives me. And I mean, I do it because I love to do it. And now there's this treasure that lives in my heart. And how do you take that treasure and use those to make a positive contribution? That's why I do the school programs. Yesterday I was doing a keynote up in Norfolk, Nebraska, for their state convention of concrete and agri employees or workers from across the state. So that was a lot of fun. I mean, what I touch on isn't just for schools. It touches on that essence of people, like that the world is the far more is a beautiful place to be engaged with. Mm-hmm. You know, my cut line on my card, it says connecting people to culture, history, and the natural wonders.
Cool.
And when people are connected to it, they're alive. And when they're alive like that, they're happy. So that's my intention, is to contribute to the happiness of people's lives by reminding them or helping them or displaying what it's like to be connected and to appreciate the world we share. And that's a good thing.
You know? That is cool. And you're also an author.
Mm-hmm.
You have a few books out. Tell us about the books and how we can get those.
I have a couple books. First one is about my book Around the World, my first trip around the world that lasted for 2 years, living on $10 to $15 a day, called Wondrous Journey. Love that book. And then my second book that I also love is called Wondrous Creatures, about animals from around the world that I have photographed or experienced in the wild mostly, and put into an educational format. It's in an ABC format, but it's a lot more than just ABCs. There's a lot of information in there about the animals, their conservation status, their habitat, basic cool information to know about the animals. And then my journal entry, which gives it a personal voice. So it's a great, that book's, they're both gone very well. But the animal book in particular is just really opened up all kinds of new opportunities for me in the schools and things that I'm really happy about.
That's really neat. All right, Dean Jacobs is with us here in studio on the legendary K-Hub 1340 online at myfremontradio.com. You can listen to us on your smartphone via the TuneIn Radio app, also on Channel 8. If you'd like to call in, we still have a few minutes before we have to go to ABC at the top of the hour. This conversation will carry into the 8 o'clock hour. Feel free to call in at any time if you have a question for Dean, or if you just want to tell him how much you appreciate him. 402-721-1340, 402-721-1340, and we'll get you on air and a chance to win one of our many prizes. All right, you have a website.
Yeah, right? I have a website, Dean, www.deanjacobs.org. Pretty easy to remember that, but it's my name, but it's .org for my organization, because it also links, it's an educational foundation that's also connected to my, what I do and what I'm up to. And anyway, that's, if you want to order the book, you obviously can get it there. You can get it at my stuff at Hastings Bookstores. I got a few copies down at the Blue Bottle Coffee Shop down on Main Street. So if you want to, you know, stop down, have a cup of coffee and read, pick up one of my books, that'd be great too. I even have some photos in the entryway down there in that complex. So some Husker photos.
I've seen those. Yeah, nice.
If someone's looking for some special gifts in that regard.
Okay.
And then there's more books coming, man. I mean, I won't get in too much because you don't want to put too much out there as far as, because it takes a while to get these things done. But there'll be some more books.
Okay.
They're milling around in my mind. And then actually, you know, I got some questions for the listeners out there. I'm thinking about having a newsletter, or not a newsletter, but something where you sign up. You know how I put photos on Facebook with inspirational quotes and things like that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about sending... having people sign up where they can receive one of those photos with a quote on it once a week. So even if they're not on Facebook, they can still actually get the photo and have it be a screensaver, just something free. I'd like to know, would that be something people would like, you know, would they be interested in that? Because I got some pretty cool photos, and I like these inspirational quotes. So I like to, the photo and the quotes fulfill the mandate, connecting people to the culture in the world in a positive way.
That's a really good idea. I like it. We had somebody just call in and wanted to ask you a question. We lost them. Feel free to call back, 402-721-1340. If we can't get to your question before 8 o'clock, we'll open up the phone lines again after the 8 o'clock hour. What was your latest trip titled? Just give us a little outline, and then we'll talk more details next hour.
Sure, cool. Yeah, well, the title, I don't know, Dean's Adventures, number 6 or 10 or whatever. It was a combination of, I did some lectures for the University of Virginia on the MV Explorer as it went through the Caribbean, through the Panama Canal. And then I negotiated with them to leave me off at the coast of Ecuador when I got done with my responsibilities for them. And then I went back into the Amazon rainforest of Ecuador to deliver the school materials that I promised these Achuar village kids deep in the Amazon rainforest. By the way, Matt, I could never do this stuff on my own. This happened because of the generosity and the good hearts of the people that listen to us on, you know, on KHUB, or will read the articles in the Fremont Tribune, or watch or listen to me do the presentations in schools and things. They are the ones that I really want to champion also and celebrate that people open their hearts and their pocketbooks to allow me to do this and to keep that promise to take them school materials. And that's a powerful thing because it left them with a sense of hope. And hope's a very good thing that I want all people to be feeling.
We're talking with Dean Jacobs, the Dean of Travel, on the legendary K-Hub 1340. We're going to take a break here for ABC News, but Dean's going to stick around with us the next hour. You have a chance to win a photo that was taken by him with three dolphins. It'll be signed. We also have a couple pairs of tickets to the UNO Mavericks Wisconsin game tonight, a huge game for the Mavericks. In order to win these, you got to call in. Either ask a question or just let Dean know how appreciative you are. You can go on our Facebook page, do the same thing, or email matt@myfremontradio.com. It's 8 o'clock at the legendary K-Hub 1340. The legendary K-Hub 1340 online at myfremontradio.com. I'm Matt Price. We'll get back to our conversation with the Dean of Travel, Dean Jacobs, in a matter of moments. We have somebody on line one. Hold on there just for a few more seconds here, and we'll get to you, and we'll get you on air, which means that you will automatically be qualified. Either if you have a question or a comment, doesn't matter. You will be qualified to win this grand prize photo that Dean Jacobs took, and he's going to sign for you. We also have a couple other prizes we'll give away as well. So we'll have three winners this morning. The other two prizes are a pair of tickets to the UNO Mavericks versus Wisconsin hockey game tonight. Those tickets are normally $20 a pop. So it's also dollar beer night tonight, if that means something to you. This is a good opportunity to go to the phone lines. And we're going to go and find out if we have a question or if we have a comment this morning, and we were going to go to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this? Dean, I'm going to get this. I've been doing radio for 11 years. You may not know that, but I have.
Push button.
I promise. All right. Well, one more opportunity here. Let's see. On button. Good morning. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Marlene Chrysler.
Hi, Marlene. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. How are you doing?
Good. All right, Marlene, do you have a question or a comment for Dean?
I just kind of say welcome home, and we sure admire your travels and your information you put on the radio. And
well, thanks a lot, Marlene.
And radio, so I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, I appreciate that. And it's nice to know that people are paying attention. You know, you put yourself out there to get these things done and with the intention of making a contribution to my community and the world. And it's nice to know that, you know, people appreciate. I have a question for you. Was there one thing in particular that I wrote or talked about that, like, really touched you?
Well, I guess visiting the children.
Yeah.
And taking the supplies to them, I think that's really admirable. So,
well,
admirable.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, yeah. So, well, yeah, and it, you know, she'd have seen. I tried to write about the looks on the people's eyes when I was delivering those, and they had that special. They had a big village meeting. Well, big isn't. There's not that many people living in the village to begin with, but they had a special where they brought the whole village together when they brought the materials in, and the village chief was doing some talks and things, and he said, we've had people come in the past, and they've made promises in the past, but you were the first one to keep your promise.
I read that. I think that's really...
Isn't that cool? And we should all celebrate that. And I want to, you know, take this chance to thank all the people who participate with me. There's going to be more chances to do those things. Because the magic that happens when someone keeps a promise, whether it's a big promise or even a little one, it creates a sense of hope. And anytime we can contribute and create a sense of hope in the world, Marlene, don't you think that's a good thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, your name will be put into the basket of things to draw from. And is there anything else you want to say while we got you here?
Well, I think you are a neighbor of my daughter and family. They live on Cedar Street, and I think you are a neighbor down the line.
Yeah. Small world, isn't it? I love that. Sometimes I have kids that are riding by, and they'll be on their bicycles, and I'll be working in the yard or something, and I'll hear them. They'll say, well, that's where Dean Jacobs lives.
That's cool. That is so cool.
And if I can be an inspiration, and if I can be some kind of inspiration for these kids in the positive way, you know, all the better. I mean, we have enough bad things out there are things to distract them
exactly.
with that are not such positive things. But if this can give them something to feel good about and maybe aspire to or have them stay true to their dreams, that's a good thing.
Well, you're very brave crossing all those dangerous areas.
Well, you know, I the bravest thing I've ever done, Marlene, was the day I called Pfizer Pharmaceuticals up when I was in this wonderful corporate job, and they treated me, I called it the golden prison. And the day they called me up, I called them up and said I was leaving. and because everything I knew that my life to be just went spinning off without me. And then I was left with this blank canvas to create my life as I want it to be. But, you know, having grown up in a modest income in the past and had finally gotten to the point where I'd made some money, that was a big leap. But, boy, I can tell you, nothing's missing. And now the treasure lives in my heart. And the resources and the money, they're coming in a different way. And I have everything I need, which is a lot of gratitude and family and friends and people that I can share the journey and the joy with.
Well, that's wonderful.
Marlene, thank you. Thank you so much for listening, Marlene, and thank you for the phone call. And keep listening, and we'll let you know here within the next 45 minutes if you're a winner or not.
Okay, yeah,
did you get her name and number?
Yeah, I've got Marlene written down. So okay, unless cool. We have another Marlene calling,
all right, cool.
You might be the only
all
one.
Right. So. Have a good day, Marlene.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marlene. Bye. All right. Now, if you'd like to get yourself into the chance to win one of our three outstanding prizes this morning, including a couple pairs of tickets to the UNO hockey game tonight. Mavericks taking on Wisconsin, a huge game. Or the grand prize of Dean Jacobs' photo of these three dolphins jumping out of the water, and it'll be signed by Dean Jacobs as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure if you win it and you want him to write a message on there or something too, on the back or something like that, I bet he'd do that.
Happy to do that.
If you want to call in, 402-721-1340, 402-721-1340, we will put you on the air. Or you can post a comment or question on our Facebook page, KHUB1340. Or you can email me, matt@myfremontradio.com. Now, Dean, I've got a couple Facebook comments here.
Okay.
From Paulette. Dean, I love seeing the pictures of school children you're talking with. They always look so happy, and that tells me you have made a happy day for them in school. Keep up the great work.
Cool. Well, thanks, Paulette. And think about those kids and the rainforest. They're happy all the time for the most part.
Why? Because they got iPods and iPads and stuff like that?
They don't have anything. That's what's so remarkable about and so humbling about going there. These guys, they don't have any electricity. And that means,
they have no electricity.
No electricity. I mean, they're way deep in the Amazon rainforest. No indoor plumbing. I mean, no walls in their houses. They don't need it because, the constant temperature there. It's not so good for mosquitoes and snakes and spiders and things. But for the most part, they don't have much. They don't. But they have it. And they have everything all at the same time. I mean, they have they live in a rainforest that provides all the things that they need in abundance. The Amazon rainforest is the most concentrated ecosystem of life forms in the world. So there's lots of animals, there's plants in there, and they live sustainably. They don't take any more than what they need, and the forest always provides everything that they need. So they're very happy. That doesn't mean that they have an easy life. Don't you want to mistake those kinds of things. They just seem to know what's really important, and I think that's awesome.
We're talking with Dean Jacobs, the Dean of Travel, right here on the legendary K-Hub 1340 online at myfremontradio.com. You can listen on your smartphone via the TuneIn Radio app or on TV on Channel 8. We have another comment on Facebook. This is from Wanda. Mm. Gorgeous picture. Thanks for working with the children. You're a local resource for kids in the U.S. and make a difference to those you meet during your travels. Hmm. Didn't I see you on TV when we were to get all that snow and you weren't going to drive to Omaha? No adventure in that, but it was a safety issue.
Thanks. I did get on television. I had just got done doing a school program in Wahoo, Nebraska, which was really cool because I was born in Wahoo, and to stand in front of all those kids and tell them that I was born in the town where they go to school, that creates a teachable moment and it really drives things home. But I just got done spending the day at Wahoo Elementary and was at the Casey's, put a little plug for Casey's in there, and the Channel 7 was out there interviewing people, and they were talking to lots of people, and they came up and talked to me, and I still had a little bit of voice left so I could talk to them. And I was telling them, hey, I was supposed to go to Omaha. It doesn't look like it's going to happen, but I would have went to Omaha had they not canceled the school, because I was supposed to be speaking at an elementary school in Omaha, and everybody got all hyped up about a little bit of snow coming our way. Was it that big of a deal, by the way? I mean, it seems to me I grew up, and that people would have been laughing about that snow, and they would have sent us off. I remember walking home once when I was in junior high. That would have been about 1975, I think. And we must have had a blizzard. We did have a blizzard about that time. Mm-hmm. And they canceled school before school was out. And nobody came to get me. So I walked home in a blizzard, and everything was fine. I mean, I just put you just put your you put on your boots, you put on your gloves, you wrap yourself up, and you walk like, you know, a penguin, and just work your way home down side streets and things like that. So, I mean,
and that's what the, you know, it kind of goes to your journey that you've seen. They may not have snow there, but they live life with all these challenges and stuff. We're going to talk more about, is it Ochoar?
Ochoar.
Okay. I hate to butcher names.
That's right. My brother Dale, by the way, I want to give a shout out to him. Okay. He butchers that all the time, too. Yeah. So, you know, I'm used to it.
We're going
to
talk a little bit more about his latest venture and his upcoming venture. We have another Facebook comment here.
Sure.
This is from Carrie. Is there a specific place you have never been that you intend to visit soon?
Oh, man. That's a great question, Carrie. Well, let's leave out the soon part, okay?
Okay, all right,
But that I intend to visit, that I want to, that I've never been to before. But I want to go to Antarctica. I mean, I'll go march with the penguins. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be sweet.
I bet I could probably Skype in from Antarctica if you found the right place.
Yeah.
And I've been feeling a pull to get back to Africa. At some point, that'll happen, too, because I want to go back and spend a little more time there and do a little more information together on the Nile River. And then, this fall, this summer, actually, this early, late summer, fall, I'm going to do the Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And which is a whole nother project that I want, you know, at least start to shine some light on. Because the Fremont Area Community Foundation graciously provided me with about almost half of the money that I'm going to need to actually accomplish this. So, you know, if there are people out there who are committed to, you know, contributing to our community and believe in what I'm doing and see and understand the positive impact that's having, you know, I'm going to invite people to partner up with me and help me get that done. It's a lot more expensive to travel in the United States than it is in most of the world.
And not many people would believe that.
Yeah, you can believe that. And so to get this done is going to take me a considerable more amount of money and things like that. But I'm still working out the details, but probably the end of July, first part of August, I'll be starting to work my way down the Mississippi River from the source at Lake Itasca all the way down to New Orleans. And I'll spend about 2 months to get that done.
Awesome.
I'm not going to canoe the whole thing, but I'll canoe the first couple hundred miles of it, and I'll see it at various locations and get it all the way down to New Orleans. And that will be a project. And I'll be going into all the elementary schools here in Fremont before I go. Hopefully in May, I got to work out the details of that. And then I'll come back and give them a summary of what I learned about going down the Mississippi.
That's amazing.
And that's such a powerful thing.
It is.
You know, and the impact of that, I have kids coming up to me every now and then. Someone will send me an email on Facebook, you know, how that's really reconnected people. And they'll say to me, you know, I remember when you came and talked to us in seventh grade. And that was like, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. Well, it could have been 10 years. I haven't quite been talking for 10 years, but like 7 years ago. And I don't remember much about seventh grade, but I remember the day you came and talked to us.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
That is.
Because that means we touched them. And it touched something, and then that opened up their hearts and their minds to be engaged and alive in the world.
The way I look at things, everybody has a story.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody can share the story. And you're one of those guys that can share a story and be inspirational and be memorable. I mean, just like you said, you know, you're gonna the rest of your life, you're gonna have people come up to you on a regular basis, and they're gonna bring something up that you can't remember that you said or did, and you're gonna be absolutely astonished that that person remembered that.
Right. Matter of fact, I just got a Facebook message this morning from some woman in Wahoo that said she met me in the airport in Texas, right when I'd come back from photographing the mountain girl. This was the Diane Fossey, and she saw the story in the paper and da da da, and she remembered some of the things we talked about. So it happens. That tells me I'm on the right track. I mean, I have my days, Matt, like everybody, like, oh my God, what am I doing? Can I find this done? But the more clear I get about what the message I have to share, and I'm so committed to my message that I'm going to do everything possible to fulfill that, because the more people I can touch, the more positive impact we can have, and that's a positive contribution that in the past, the track record has been positive, and I'm convinced it'll continue to be so, and the wider the swath, the wider the positive impact we can have. And that's an honorable and noble and fulfilling way to live life.
It's awesome. I mean, you can't say any better than that. We're getting a lot of feedback this morning. You are welcome to call in. We have a phone line open, 402-721-1340, 402-721-1340. We have another Facebook comment here that I'm going to pass along, but we have to take a break. We just have to. So
why?
I know. We got to pay the bills. I always hate them. It always annoys me when radio guests say, we got to pay the bills, but we got to pay the bills.
Yeah, so. Well, hey, you know what? I'm happy they're here because I understand what it means to make this all work. I couldn't be here having a great time with you had we not had these people who wanted to, you know, take advantage, or not take, but partner with you guys to celebrate that. So
cool.
That's what it means to be in the community.
I appreciate it. Dean said you'll stick around till 9 o'clock if we go up till then. So.
Yep.
All right. So we got 35 minutes left. We have, four or five people so far into the drawing for our three prizes. And you can get in as well by calling 402-721-1340. I'm Matt Price along with Dean Jacobs, the Dean of Travel, on the legendary K-Hub 1340. We're with Dean Jacobs here on the legendary K-Hub 1340. Online at myfremontradio.com. We're going to go to the phones as we have another listener that would like to ask Dean a question or make a comment. And Gwen's with us this morning. Good morning, Gwen.
Hi.
Hey, Gwen, how are you?
Hi, Dean. I'd like to ask you, I know you've had a lot of exciting adventures, but can you tell us about something that really just absolutely blew you away?
I mean, besides sitting in the studio with Matt Price?
I'm sure that was the adventure.
You're going to kill me, man.
That's funny. You know, that's a good question, Gwen, and it's actually a hard question because every day there's something that seems to blow me away when I'm traveling because I see something new or something interesting, something that it challenges my understanding of the world or enlightens me on how sometimes things work or don't work in that regard. But there are, of course, there are always special moments. There was one, you know, right now there's the one that comes to my mind, Gwen, is it was in Syria. I mean, Syria's in the news right now, and I see that, and it just breaks my heart. And I backpacked across Syria on my first trip around the world, and I was in Damascus. I was in the old town of Damascus, and I was watching them bake bread in the way that they'd done for, you know, who knows, thousands of years on the long wooden sticks, pulling them out of the red clay ovens and things like that. And the bread line went way down the block and around the corner. And I'm sitting there taking pictures of this, and because I was mesmerized by it. And this guy who had been standing in the bread line all this time came up to me when I was done. I just stood there and watched for a little bit. He came up and reached in his hand into the bag and pulled out one of the loaves of bread. And he says, I want you to have this. I go, why? And he goes, no, I just want you to have this. And I see that you're interested. You know, you find this fascinating. And I go, well, okay, thank you. And then he goes, where are you from? And I go, well, I'm from the United States, because I never shy away from telling people where I'm from. And he goes, wow, yeah, that's awesome. He goes, I would just want, by the way, just to put this in perspective, not long before this, the president of the United States had called the four countries the axis of evil. One of them was Syria, Iran, Iraq, and I can't remember, North Korea. And he goes, I just want you to know you're welcome. You're most, most welcome in our country. And then he paused for a second, and then he goes, maybe you can go back and tell your people that not all of our people are evil. Mm. Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah.
And that just, you know, and I, my journeys are have moments like that that just really stop me in my tracks and have just leave me with a sense of awe and gratitude for the world and for being alive.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Gwen, do you have any other questions? Or?
Yes, I do. One question. Yeah. I have this picture in my mind, and I can't get it out, of you crossing that rope bridge. I can't get that out of my head. That would be the end of my journey.
Well, it almost was the end of mine. It's a grass bridge made by hand every year.
Did you say grass?
Grass, made from grass. Uh-huh. And they make the grass, they weave the grass by hand into ropes in the tradition of Inca style in the upper Andes of southern Peru. And they rehang that every June, and it was January when I was there to explore that bridge. And I, you know, I walked up to the top of that bridge, and I'm looking down there, and there's big holes on the sides and down below and things like that. And I just knew there'd be some kid in, you know, Fremont Middle School or an element, and when they see this photo, and they're going to raise their hand, and they all want to know, did you cross? And I live. There's certain ways I live my life, and one of them is I never let my fear stop me from doing what I want to do. Because on the other side, there's a whole world waiting to be experienced. That doesn't mean I walk down dark alleys with $50 bills hanging out my back pocket at 2 o'clock in the morning. But you know, I still use common sense. But I want to go across that bridge. And have you ever seen the Gwen? Have you ever seen the movie Shrek with Donkey?
Yes.
You know, and he keeps telling Donkey, don't look down, don't look down. Uh-huh. Well, that's what I was saying out loud to myself as I'm walking across this grass bridge. Don't look down, don't look down. Then I made the big mistake of looking down, and my heart was boom, 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 boom. And I got all the way to the other side, and it's about 40 yards, this bridge. And I get on the other side, and like, whew. But that opens up a whole new problem, because never guess where my car was. Back on the other side. I had to walk all the way, or kind of, you know, run across as quickly as I could. But, you know, it definitely was my Indiana Jones and Shrek moment all combined together. But, you know, it gives me a great story to share with you, Gwen.
That happened to me at Royal Gorge, only I did look down. And I turned around and went back.
Well, the Royal Gorge is still there. You can still go back and get all the way. So
I'll remember you saying this if I ever go out there again.
All right, you bet, Gwen.
All right, thanks
for calling.
Bye.
Thanks, Gwen, and thanks for tuning in to KHUB 1340 online at myfremontradio.com. We got another phone call here, and let's go to the line. Good morning. You're on the air at KHUB. Who's this?
Connie? Yeah.
All right, Connie, what's your question or comment for Dean?
I wanted to tell Dean that he has got both my daughters are just enthralled with all his travels. I have a 15-year-old and an 11-year-old, and the 11-year-old thinks it's really cool that I'm on Facebook with Dean.
Oh, cool, Connie.
So if she sees it, she's like, let's go see where he is. And she always loves seeing, like, he's traveling, you know, this school and that state. And,
cool.
And she's gotten very familiar with the world map, because every time he's somewhere, she wants to follow him on the map. So
wow, thanks.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that really cool, Connie? Thanks for calling and letting me know that. I mean, I love that. And lately, I've been getting some emails from parents or Facebook messages and things like that This the other day from Huxley, Iowa, and this parent emailed me up and said, you know, I was going through my, he's also a teacher at a different school. He goes, I was going through my daughter's homework, and I saw that you had Skyped into their school here recently, and I just wanted you to know, he said, that normally I have a hard time getting boo out of my kids about what they do at school, but whenever it's involving you, you know, they have all kinds of things they want to share.
Yeah.
And isn't that to be honest with you, I didn't quite understand or get the impact. But not only contributing to the school life, but I'm contributing to people's home lives too, and that's something to be celebrated. So thanks for letting me know that. Because
you bet, because there's been places that you've been that I didn't know where they were on the map. So I've gotten a little lesson there too.
Oh, good. Well, sometimes I didn't even know where they were at until I got there. So that's part of the great things about exploring. But that's really great. And thanks for letting me know that. You know, you can all, make sure you tell them that you actually talked to me on the radio today. You'll get some points for that. So
cool.
You know,
and yeah, I might.
We'll have this in the podcast section at our website as well, so that you can have them listen.
Yeah. Okay.
So, cool. Connie, anything else?
Thanks, Dean. Nope.
All right. Thank
thanks
you.
For calling.
Thanks
Connie.
For calling in, and thanks for listening to KHUB 1340. All right. Connie is also into the drawing to win either a pair of UNO Maverick hockey tickets for tonight. We have two pairs for that. And also the grand prize winner will receive a nice looking photo, a gorgeous photo that was taken by Dean on his travels of three dolphins. He will sign it for you. Let's see here. I've got some more comments. Nice. I apologize we're not talking much, but I think it's cool.
Yeah, this
that we
is get, fun. Yeah. I'll come back, Matt.
So. All right, cool. If you want to call in and ask anything of Dean or make any comments, call 402-721-1340, 402-721-1340. My daughter Rachel has a signed copy of Dean's book, Wondrous Creatures. She has a love of all animals and has a hard time choosing a specific favorite in the book.
Yeah.
But as we're going through it, just this morning, as a reminder that Dean was on the radio, we were trying to nail down the favorite to share with Dean. Since D was before H, J, L, M, and P, deer came first, but any animal that is fluffy and soft is her favorite. I also love all the positive quotes on his photos that he posts on Facebook. I used to create a newsletter for an organization and always went to his Facebook page to check out a quote and see if I could use it. I always look forward to his weekly articles in the Tribune. Thanks so much for the hope and message you bring to the children and so many people, and that's Emily.
Wow. great. Thanks, Emily.
What an inspiration you are, man. Yeah, well, I feel honored to know you.
No, cool. You inspire me, Matt. Oh. So, you know. Seriously. Well, it's a good thing. You know, we're given a small window of time to live our life. And I tell you what, I mean, I liked my time at Pfizer, and I enjoyed it, and I was grateful for it. But this, like these kinds of conversations and the feedback you get, you can't put a dollar figure on this. You can only like celebrate it and feel good about it. And there's a certain kind of happiness that you can get. You know, a lot of times, Matt, sometimes people ask me, I'll never forget, because this one time I was in Rwanda and I was doing a talk for these school kids in Rwanda, 700 kids in the school. And then one of the kids asked me at the end, and this question comes up when I'm doing the talks in schools here, like, Dean, what's the most important thing you can tell me about following my dreams? I'm like, man, I'm thinking, well, what do you tell a kid who lives in Rwanda, average income is $2.50 a day for a family of eight, and a country that's 1/7 the size of Nebraska? So I paused for a second and I said, well, that's a good question. Just try and figure out what am I going to say. And then I told him what I believe. And this is true, what I believe. The best advice I can give you, young man, or anybody, as far as it's want to follow their dreams, is find a way to give more to life than what you take from it. And then it doesn't matter what your economic background is. If you're giving to life, you're contributing to life, then life is going to respond and reward that attitude. That means if you live in a grass hut, you can plant flowers on the outside and make it more beautiful. It means if you know, if you got chores or responsibilities at home, you do them without being asked. So then that energy is not spent trying to get you to do something. That energy can be spent doing something positive and creative. Don't wait for your neighbors to ask for help. Go ask them for what they need along the way. Find a way to give more to life than what you take. I promise you, is what I tell the kids. I promise you, things will open up for you that you cannot begin to imagine that would ever do so.
That is, wow. I hope everybody can take what you just said. Mm. And if they do that today alone, they're going to make a difference in somebody's life.
Oh, well, I'm sure we did. You know, just don't wait. You know, I talk a lot about in my keynotes, like, you can always find evidence for whatever you want to find evidence for. Something is one of my quotes, actually. And so if you want to find what's wrong in the world, mostly you just turn on the news on the television. It's filled with it. But if you want to find what's right in the world, you can find that too. But you got to use your own eyes, your own ears, and your own heart. I suggest we spend more time finding what's right in the world and build on that and celebrate and put more energy on that, because that's how we're going to move forward, life forward. And then the last step of all this that just kind of came in recently with me, you know, how things kind of change organically.
Oh, yeah.
The last step that got clear for me is, if you can't find what's right in the world, then you be the one to do something right.
Wow.
You be the one who opens the door for somebody. You be the one who smiles at a stranger. You be the one. Don't wait. You be the one to change the world. And I promise you, it's not going to be big organizations changing the world. It's going to be you and me being taking that responsibility 1% at a time to change the world.
We're talking with Dean Jacobs, the Dean of Travel, here on the legendary K-Hub 1340, online at myfremontradio.com. Got another Facebook comment here, but real quick, your website, and how can people help you and live vicariously through you by maybe donating?
Well, cool. You know, I love anyone who wants to share in this journey with me with any way that it touches them or moves them to do so, they're welcome. I mean, I have a website, www.deanjacobs.org, which has all my Tribune articles archived on it, and tons of photos and information on there about my past experiences. I put some on Facebook almost every day. Right now, I'm in all 14 Papillion La Vista elementary schools. So that's got me taxed. I'm almost working Matt Price hours.
Whatever. I got it. No, I'm just kidding. You're probably working way more than I am.
And that's, but I'm always, you know, I'm putting that on there. And that's another way to follow me. And I have two Facebook pages. So if you want to friend me, fine. If you just want to give me a like on my personal or public page, that's fine too. And then I have my foundation, the Travel for Life Foundation. That is what I'm running the Ochoa Education Projects through. That's what I'm running through the Mississippi Education Exploration Project through. So there's a lot of different ways people can contribute. I'm really looking for some serious partners, people who are in alignment with, who get what I'm doing, who really want to partner with me to help me get this Mississippi project done. That would be really helpful. And
Corporate sponsorship would be great, right?
Any, well, yeah. Or, you know, sometimes there's individuals in our community that really this touches them, and if this is something that moves them to do so, I would welcome that. And to take this message of exploring of the Mississippi into all the schools and then visit them again when I come back from the Mississippi. And it, anyway, there's a lot of opportunity to partner with me, and I welcome that because I'm committed to my message, and I'm committed to make a positive difference, and I can't do it alone. And I'm looking for people who want to do it with me, and in any way they can help me, that way we'd be grateful.
We're talking with Dean Jacobs, Adina Travel, here on the legendary K-Hub 1340. We have a phone call we'll get to in a second, but I'm going to read this Facebook post. I'm Dean Jacobs' number one fan. He is the most amazing photographer ever, and I'm lucky to not only know him, but personally know him. I wish I could travel with him and meet all the people he meets and see the beautiful nature he sees. I have his first book, and I want his second book. He is absolutely amazing. Dean is a huge inspiration to me. I'm friends with him on Facebook, and his quotes on Facebook are always really special. Thank you, Dean Jacobs. That's from Bailey.
Oh, thanks, Bailey.
That's really cool.
It is way cool.
All right, we have a phone call. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on air. Who is this?
This is Don Ortmeyer. How are you?
Good morning, Don. Thanks for calling in. What's your question or comment for Dean?
Well, Dean, I envy him for traveling all around the country, you know, and enjoying the world and things, but you know, he says he's taking some of these things over to help these kids, you know, get educated more, and they get all these things that people send over there. Is there things that they can't bring, because those people that live in some of these jungles and they don't want to learn more about the United States or anything, you know, you might ruin their way of life?
Well, you know, that's a good question, and Don, and you know, that was something actually I had to work my way through before I went into the Amazon rainforest with the Achuar. They do want to know.
They do
want to know. This is what's really interesting. They actually made a conscious choice several years ago. They're a dream culture, and in their dreams, it came to them to actually reach out to the West. To partner with them. What it means to be partner with them is to help them protect their way of life and the rainforest in which where they live. And they knew this was coming. They saw it in their dreams. Now oil companies are talking about coming in to basically extract oil from the rainforest, and the companies don't have a good track record there. 30,000 people can't drink their water because of the mess left behind as they get oil out of the rainforest, because it contaminates the water supply. And they know about that. They're actually very aware. Many of the Achuar, I shouldn't say many, but I've met several Achuar who had left the rainforest, went out, got educated, got a college degree, and then came back. And they love that way of life. They love living sustainably and doing that. But what's more important is I don't want to give them the idea that it's stuff that's going to make them happy. I just want to make sure that they get the materials that they need to educate themselves so they can stand for what they believe in. They can stand for their legal rights as an indigenous people and have a chance to maybe, you know, live the way of life to which they choose to do so. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, I just kind of worry that you maybe, you know, people are going to really ruin their life if we give them some of our cultures that we had, things we have, you know, and they didn't want it. Maybe they just wanted to live like they did. And that's
a good, you know, you're right. And they do want to live the way they do, and they will evolve like we all have evolved over time, but they seem to be very conscious about how they want to evolve. They know they're very committed to their culture and their traditions and their way of life, and they're also open and receptive to how to enhance that without losing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I appreciate you helping everybody every way you can.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, and thanks for it was a really great question, Don. So thank you.
Yep. Have a good day, sir.
All right, Don. Thanks for listening to KHUB 1340. We are running out of time, and we have a good pile of names so far. This is amazing. Thanks to all of our listeners for engaging in this conversation this morning. We have about 10 minutes left that you can still get on air with us to talk to Dean yourself if you want to ask him a question, or you just want to thank him for all the amazing work that he's done for touching so many lives. You can do that. You got to call quick, though. 402-721-1340, 402-721-1340. We have to take another break, and we'll come back and talk more with Dean Jacobs right here on the legendary K-Hub 1340. We'll be right back. 10 minutes away from the 9 o'clock hour on the legendary KM 1340 online at myfremontradio.com. And we have Dean Jacobs, the Dean of Travel, with us this morning. We were going to talk about a number of other things, but we're having so much fun this morning talking to our listeners, engaging with our listeners, and we're going to continue to do that. If you'd like to call in and talk to Dean and get qualified to win one of our three prizes, call 402-721-1340. He's got to leave in about 5 minutes. We have somebody on the phone line. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, Matt. It's Craig Korn.
Hi, Craig. How's it going?
It's doing good. Hey, I just wanted to call and thank Dean for all of the Facebook pleasure he gives my wife. She follows it daily, every night. She's got to show me, look where Dean's at today. And always with the Supreme Court here. Anyway, I have been following him for quite some time through my wife, and I just wanted to thank him and wish him good luck in his future.
Well, thanks a lot, Craig. I really, really, really appreciate that. And you make sure you pass on my gratitude to your wife. You guys are a wonderful couple. And thanks for all of what you do for our community and the contribution you make, too.
All right. Hey, thank you. And have a nice day.
Craig, yeah. Craig, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it. All right. It's nice to have Craig listening. I remember back when we first met, he told me, he goes, I never listened to this radio station. I never listened, ever. And now I listen every day.
Cool.
You know, and I think that's really cool, and
it's part of being in the community, yeah, Matt. You know, and we're talking with one another, like what we were just talking about. You know, engaging in conversation and exchanging ideas and opinions, and celebrating who we are and exploring how we can make our place where we live even better.
And I've been working 2 years on this. You know, when you start at a job like this and you've got the platform that you do, people think that you're out to get somebody. Mm. That's never my goal. My goal is for people to have the guts, the freedom to be able to speak up what you believe and not be hated for it.
Exactly.
Everybody has a story. Everybody has a side. And if you're nice to each other and you have a good conversation, you're going to learn a lot.
Well, it's part of what makes us great as a country and a community. We can have various opinions. We can have various ideas. And then fundamentally, we all are committed to having a good life and supporting each other. And one of the ways to do that is to have various opinions and ideas and see how else we can look and do things better, or look at it from different ways or from crooked angles. And then collectively come together and say, you know what? We can do better in this area, or this is area we're really doing good on, and let's celebrate this, mm-hmm, and those kinds of conversations. So
it's as simple as that.
Yep.
And you know, I've been trying to work as hard as I can.
Well, you're doing a good job, buddy. I listen to you.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. All right, Dean's got to get going. He's a busy guy. You're teaming, or you're connecting with who today?
I'm actually Skyping into a school in Colorado that helped me with this Ochoir project that helped generate some income or some resources or money that I could take down to turn into school materials. I'm Skyping into them to give them a summary of what we were able to do and kind of celebrate that and complete that cycle with those guys. So looking forward to that. And it's a school that I've been working with for several years out there. Actually, it's the teacher of the co-author of my animal book, Amy Tharp. So
cool. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. All right. Let's give our prizes away. Real quick before we do that, once again, website, and how can people help you out?
Just visit deanjacobs.org, www.deanjacobs.org. You can send me an email if you want to talk to me and expand talk about, you know, partner up with me and help me out with this Mississippi project and get some good visibility within our community. I'll make you look like a hero, or if that's consistent with your business objectives. And Facebook, the Dean of Travel is my Facebook name. Check me out there. And of course, I always love comments. And I love, it's been great getting the feedback from everybody this morning on the radio. Because when you're writing this stuff and you're out there in the middle of the Amazon and things like that, you know, you don't hear these things. And then sometimes we forget about it. So this has been a nice celebration, Matt, of this last trip for me. And we didn't get to talk about it. I got to have dinner with Sandra Day O'Connor and so all these kind of stuff. So we'll come back and we'll do a little more about that. Okay.
Cool. And thank you for coming in here and making my show better because of you. All right.
My pleasure,
Matt. We've got two pairs of tickets to the UNO Mavericks hockey game tonight. Let's draw for those real quick here. I've got all the names written, and Dean, you can draw a piece of paper. Every piece of paper has a name on it.
Okay, there you go.
And who's the winner? Emily is the winner of the hockey tickets. One pair of hockey tickets. These are $20 a piece. Don't forget, it's a dollar beer night tonight. So which is
there you go,
thing.
Emily. You go have a beer and enjoy some hockey.
As long as you're 21, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think don't know Emily is.
Yeah, okay. All right, one more pair of tickets to UNO tonight. Go ahead and draw the name from that pile.
Ooh, let's see. No. Who really wants to go to hockey in here? I think this person does.
Okay, who do we got? Craig Korn.
Hey, Craig. There you go, Korn. Enjoy
Craig
some
Korn.
Hockey.
You have one hockey ticket. You got to come and pick these up. You can use them yourself or give them to one of your employees or something like that. All right, and now for the grand prize drawing. Dean Jacobs, what are we giving away?
We're giving away this beautiful photo of the common dolphins, all three of them jumping in together on the Pacific Ocean, in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Ecuador when I was on the MV Explorer doing the lecture. So,
all right,
who really wants this?
And here we go. Dean is going to draw the final name, and it's who? We have Don Ortmeier. Don Ortmeier, congratulations.
Yeah, cool. All right, Don.
Don, if you call in here within the next few minutes before Dean has to leave, if you want him to write something on the back, he'll do that. If you want to tell him how to sign the photo, he'll do that as well. So, Don, call in, 402-721-1340. Dean Jacobs, always been a great time with you. It's been a pleasure today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Matt. It's always a pleasure to come hang out with my hometown community. I really appreciate my hometown radio, myfremontradio.com. Right, buddy?
Yep, you're right.
All right, we got awesome. It. Everybody out there, have a great weekend, and we'll see you down the road.
All right, Dean Jacobs, the Dean of Travel on the legendary K-Hub 1340.